This is side, channel 2, side 2. I'm waiting for airport.
Okay, here we come again. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Bailiwick. This Captain Bailey that we have here is the new operations officer. And Captain Bailey went and very uniquely, I don't know where he got him from, but he got Brick. And he took his room, and as you walk in the door, you see a brick wall in front of you. And you make a nice, you walk in the door, and you make a left-hand turn, and you step up, two steps, up onto a platform. And you're standing there, and you look back to your left, and you see his bedroom. And he's got his bunk across there, and it's not actually a bunk, it's a Hollywood bed is what it is. And he's got a dresser there, and he's got his telephone on top of it. And the walls are all brick. So then you walk through this beautiful brick archway he built, and you step down into a recessed pit. Now he's got going 3/4 of the way around the wall, he's got like a sofa built out of mattresses and some other stuff. And it's beautiful. And he's got that covered with purple material. He's got this semicircular curved brick bar with about a 2.5-inch thick piece of pure mahogany as the bar top. Now, he's got lights in the ceiling. And these lights run off his tape recorder, and when it hits a certain note, it lights a certain light. And he's got a whole string of lights, and they keep time with the music. That's going up in the ceiling. Okay, and here we go again. Along with this, he's got two black lights up back recessed, up near the hip of the roof, you know, where it goes up to the top, pitch of the roof. He's got black Celotex tiling up on the roof, you know, these big 8-foot-long pieces of Celotex. And he's got nails nailed into the wall, into the ceiling, in constellation form, covered with that, what do you call it, that fluorescent paint. White fluorescent paint. And you sit down there, he shuts off the lights, turns on the music, the red and the blue and the yellow and the green lights are flashing, and you look up, and it looks like you're looking right outside at the stars. So, anyway, to top this one all off, you want to see the beautiful brick fireplace he's got in the room. So, anyway, I was up there, he took the walls, and he painted the walls white, and he's burned wood, you know, taken real wood, and he's got that old German styling, the stucco with the cross beams in it and stuff. That's the way the walls are all the way around, inside this living room, like. And then I ask him, you know, what are you going to do with all this stuff? Where are you going to get the fireplace from? Well, I found out where he was going to get the fireplace from the other day. It came through registered mail. I picked it up. So I got up there, and, you know, I said to him, hey, this is beautiful. What are you going to use on the floor? Well, I'm waiting now on some nice, thick, industrial pile gold carpet to come in. Anyway, on the entranceway, he went down to downtown Fayette, and he got himself some squares of ceramic tile. Now this is just out of sight. You know, now you can imagine this in Vietnam. Now that's why he calls it Bailiwick, because it's out of sight. You've never seen anything like this in your life. You know, like this makes Howard Hughes' house look like a dump down in the slum of Albany. It's unbelievable. So anyway, to get on with that, he says what he's going to do is on the other side of the wall, as you're coming in the entranceway, he's going to have a waterfall coming down and running into a pool in the corner. And by this time, you can imagine the look on my face. You know, I'm standing there gaping in complete awe at this thing. So anyway, you know, now already he's got a refrigerator in there. Of course, officers have bigger living quarters than we do. So, you know, like he's got a room about twice the size of what we got here. So, you know, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's fabulous. And Anyway, he hasn't told anybody yet, but there's a certain hooch maid who's going to come down and work for him. I don't know whether it's his girl or whether it's his wife or who the hell it is, but he's going to have his own private hooch maid, too. So then what he was doing is he was thinking of going, and if he can get the okay, he is going to put a 10 by 11 room out in back of his hooch, break through the back wall, and he's going to put a bathtub back there and a shower and a flush toilet and, you know, like, my God. I'm standing here. You know, I'm trying to retain my laughter. As you can imagine, the look on my face by looking at this wreck, you know. I'm thinking to myself, my God, the man's crazy. We got to get him out. We got to get him with the camera and see the shrink, man. This is no lie. But it's unbelievable. It's beautiful. He's got stereo. He's got a whole control panel for all these lights and all the rest of this stuff. You wouldn't believe it. You got to have pictures of this thing to see. He's going to start charging admission just to go in and look at his room. Man, so anyway, that's about it. So anyway, there's a big battleship out off our out here in the ocean, and you should have heard it today. It's standing out there, and you hear this great big kaboom, and the ground shakes, and then all of a sudden you look over in the mountains here, out at Whiskey Mountain, and you see these great big flashes of light and sparks and all, a whole lot of smoke. They're hitting the mountains. He's 5 miles out to sea, hitting the mountains, 7 miles inland. That means 7 and 5, an easy addition, comes out to be 12 miles. And that wasn't too bad until I found out that the New Jersey was sitting 15 miles off the coast and was wrapping stuff 7 miles in. So 7 and 5 again equals 22 miles. And they were using those 16-inch guns, you know, and a 16-inch gun projectile weighs only 2,380 pounds. You can imagine sitting there in your hooch and having that thing land. That's like having a 1,000-pound bomb land right on you. So anyway, that's kind of the way things are today. And we're watching them out there. And Ronnie Stigler was thinking, you know, what would really be fantastic if they leveled one of those 8-inch guns out there on one of those little sandpans. That's what's known as overkill. I'll tell you, man, it would be. There wouldn't even be splinters left on the water. So anyway, they give us the new bunkers, by the way. We're out overlooking the ocean now rather than looking out down toward what we call the toilet bowl down here. It's a great big dip and depression in the land where Charlie stays. And